What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the 2025 Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. And it's brought to you by North Country Brewing, Charles Leach Insurance, Aircraft Management Group, and the National Fire Sprinkler Association. This hour, the 8 p.m. hour in our marathon, is brought to you by Faro's Property, Nova Place in Pittsburgh. Austin Bechtold, your friend City Limits, joined alongside Nicholas Ari Callis. Callis, great to be with you for the full 8 o'clock hour.
Are you just saying that?
Not at all,
Callis. You say that every time you host an evening show, and I don't know if it's genuine.
Do you? That means you listen to my evening shows, Callis.
Yeah,
thank you for
the
listenership.
All the time.
I appreciate that. We're joined by Charlie Borges on site producing. Joel Nelson is back in Green Tree producing. TJ the DJ, one of the most popular men in the entire city.
Oh,
he spins all the tunes. I learned today that TJ is going to Ireland for the Steeler trip.
It hasn't been confirmed yet, but I'm guessing because it is a Steeler home game that all of us home game staff should be finding our way across the pond and doing our actual home day.
So the
position.
So TJ, how can I find a way to maneuver my way into the situation to go to the game? How would that work? Do you think that's even possible at this point?
Are there scalpers outside of the stadium?
Well, I mean, if I fly the whole way to get to Ireland, I would hope that
there's
I have
be a
confirmed seat
there's
in the stadium.
There's got to be a couple over there. You know, hide under Crowley. He's probably got extra tickets.
Hide under Crowley?
He's got to have tickets stashed for this.
I mean,
you're small enough
that you stack you guys up like, can stack the trench coat going in the movie theater.
Yeah, well, they stacked on top of the
The big trench coat.
Yeah.
You guys could do it.
Could I fit into Crowley's duffel bag?
You could do that
on the flight. Do you think I could fit?
You could do that. Are you allowed the duffel bags through the gates?
I could be like a carrier dog. You know,
yeah.
They put in those little containers that are very small that you
absolutely.
Fit into.
Absolutely.
Could I? Could my 145 frame at 5'10" be able to do that, Charlie? Do you think?
You're 145.
Yeah, that's it. What would you have guessed that I was? 160.
Buck 10.
$1.15
soaking wet on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's raining outside, so maybe I'll give you $1.20.
He's going to get five more if he walks outside for 5 minutes.
We're looking outside.
Oh, with the food inside. I gained about 10
pounds. Oh, my
God,
the food here.
We are looking outside, and it is, in fact, raining. If you want to come down, you can. Say hello to us, and if not, you want to stay in the confines of your home and donate, it's very easy to do so. You can text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-34. 56 on the Don's Appliance text line to donate on that line, or you can go online at 937thefan.com and be able to donate. So it's been a pretty fun day so far, gentlemen. We've had a lot of very fascinating and interesting pairings, including Mackey and Hathorne that we just relieved, Starkey, Muller, Doran and Donnie. I was with Pony for 2 hours. That was an experience in and of itself. Crowley and Starkey.
Bucket list checked off, right?
Did 2 hours. Callis, I want to start off by just asking you, before we get into the thick of a sports argument, your thoughts on the overall complexity of the day and being able to work with other people. What's it like for you?
Well, I only worked with one. Well, so it wasn't really a pair because we were
Malzi.
All a trio. I was with Muller and I was with Crowley. And Crowley's not very different from my normal routine, although Mueller added an interesting variable. Then Doran hopped on, and then it was pretty much the Fan Morning Show plus Chris Mueller. And so from that collection of people, I don't know. We didn't really come away with too much other than Aaron Rodgers' reaction. But it wasn't really any different. I was just like, yeah, Crowley's a guy. And I work with him every day.
So let me ask you, Callis, your initial reaction to finding out that the dust has settled, it is happening, Aaron Rodgers will be here, according to reports, tomorrow. He's going to sign his contract. He's going to be at mandatory minicamp. What is the first thing that pops into Nicholas Callis' head?
I said, finally. Okay, so now what? I mean, you know, because we've been speculating, and we've been speculating, and we've been speculating, and now we have results. And then when I think about it more, I think, okay, so what does Aaron Rodgers do for the Steelers? Well, he could be a very terrible distraction for this team. Is there going to be a power dynamic between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers? Or are they going to, you know, how are they going to interact? How are they going to potentially fight over certain decisions that are made or certain conduct off the field when Aaron Rodgers inevitably goes on Pat McAfee's talk show there? So what is this going to mean? And is this going to bring the Steelers a better winning team? The answer to that question, I say, is no. Is this going to be one of the more interesting seasons in recent Steelers history? Also no, because they've been interesting for the last 5 years. But it's going to be an interesting season, and I'm going to be hooked on, okay, what can Aaron Rodgers do?
What is interesting to you, Callis? What does interesting mean? Record-wise? Do you think the Steelers are like a 10-7 team with Rodgers? Are they a bust, or are they a bad team winning only six games with Aaron?
Let me clarify. It's not the Steelers as a whole are necessarily interesting. The Steelers have a few different individual pieces right now that I find interesting, because the majority of the team, I'm just like, all right, what are we doing? I mean, there's not a whole lot of what I would call in-your-prime splashes that have happened. You got DK Metcalf to play wide receiver.
Big splash.
So I'm interested in the Steelers because of Aaron Rodgers right now. Like, I'm watching the Steelers this season, and one of the pieces that I'm watching is, how is Aaron Rodgers going to play? And that's one of the few questions that's in my head about this team. I'm interested in the Steelers way more because Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback. Doesn't mean I think that they're going to win anything more than they have in the last few seasons, but I'm just that's my immediate thought is, what is this team going to look like because Aaron Rodgers is now a part of the team?
TJ, yeah. Your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers initially signing with the Steelers? I mean, we knew this was going to happen for about roughly, 2 months now? But the fact that we've reached that point where people no longer say, oh, well, this guy just won't sign, the Steelers should just cut ties, move on, it's too big of a distraction. It's going to happen. We know it is. The pen will be signed to the paper tomorrow. What do you make of it?
I'm just going to be excited when Aaron Rodgers throws that final touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs to beat the Packers in the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be absolutely outstanding.
Is that
in the Super Bowl.
You being serious?
I'm being dead.
You sound like our caller Nathan, who called in earlier, who I know from Wiffle Ball, that led with that I know him from Wiffle Ball,
I'm literally
to the Super Bowl. He better buy my ticket.
Literally just interested to see who our wide receiver two is going to be, if Aaron Rodgers is going to have influence on who's going to pull the string and pick who's going to be. Is it going to be Romeo Doubs?
Maybe it is
Doubs. Surplus of wide receivers in Green Bay right now.
Maybe it's Lazard.
Is it a trade for Lazard? Exactly right. I mean,
maybe Randall Cobb comes out of retirement. Maybe, is he retired? Nobody's heard from him.
Can we get Devontae Adams to come back?
No, he just signed with the Rams. So I would imagine not.
We're just throwing darts to see what would be cool and what wouldn't be cool. But yeah, that wide receiver too, and then the dynamic of how this all works this late into the game. I think we'll see how it
goes. Do you genuinely think they're going to build up throughout the season?
I think so.
And they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs?
I don't know if it's going to be deeper. Everyone is throwing that thing out. It wouldn't be amazing to see Aaron Rodgers quarterback a team that he beat in the Super Bowl against his former team. I mean, why not talk about that? You know, that's what I'm looking at. Who would be that wide receiver too, though, in my opinion? It's like, now I'm like saying, okay, how much influence do we see him have with the Steelers? I think it comes down to who we get as wide receiver too. That's what
I think. So you think that the wide receiver, too, has that big of a say in what Aaron Rodgers is ultimately going to be this year?
I think we see whoever ends up being that person, if there's an Aaron Rodgers influence or
Aaron
not.
Rodgers influence.
Then we'll see how the Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers dynamic actually works, and if the influence starts right there with that particular choice.
Joe has made the point a lot that Aaron Rodgers, might be handicapped a little bit by Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, where they took a little bit of responsibility away from Ben audibling at the line of scrimmage late in his career. Mm-hmm. And also they pulled the plug on Russell Wilson after the Washington game, and Arthur Smith reportedly like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to run the RD offense, and we saw it was completely ran into the ground over the last four games and going into the playoffs. I don't feel like, Callis, that Aaron Rodgers would come here. Unless he is either given an assurance or he just flat out knows in his mind, look, I'm audibling, I'm being able to make some decisions. Sure, Arthur, it's your offense, but I'm going to have some input on this. And if not, I would just be completely fine retiring. And clearly those conversations led to a positive enough discussion and experience for Aaron Rodgers and whatever that six-hour meeting entailed where he felt comfortable enough to say, you know what, let's do it one more ride.
It makes me think about Ben Roethlisberger, in a sense, just the it's just multiplied by a bunch. I mean, the defiance that I can anticipate in the fourth quarter of games coming from Aaron Rodgers, where Rodgers may very well say, like, hey, you know what? I don't care what any play calls are. We're going to do what I want to do. And I'm just interested to see how that looks, because Mike Tomlin was able to manage that maybe a little better with Ben Roethlisberger, because, you know, Roethlisberger used to have a show on this radio station, and that got taken away for whatever reason. It just stopped happening. And so
the organization was not happy about it, according
right,
to Pony.
Right, so,
Ben trashing the entire organization,
To build on that point, I mean, are the Steelers going to be able to influence Aaron Rodgers enough to stop going on Pat McAfee? I don't know.
No, they're not. He's going to do it regardless.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, and that goes back to my ultimate point of just, like, I'm interested in watching the Steelers because it's not even just the on-the-field stuff. It's like, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do? What is his influence going to be? And how is his off-the-field influence now going to impact what he does on the field? And he doesn't have any motivation to care about what anybody says at all in terms of the coaching staff or his teammates. I mean, I haven't heard.
There's a track record of it already happening with Ben.
Yeah,
to see what Ben just like, all right, the wheels are off.
And now Ben might have been a bad teammate from what I've heard. I haven't heard anybody say any terrible things about Aaron Rodgers publicly about him.
Garrett
being a
Wilson
teammate.
Doesn't like him. I don't think Mike Williams likes him either. But other than that, I mean, seriously, other than that, teammates like Aaron.
Right.
They do. I mean, previous guys, James Jones said it on our airways with Pony and Mueller just a couple of weeks ago.
And that's what makes this so interesting is how are the relationships between the teammates of Aaron Rodgers and the coaching staff surrounding Aaron Rodgers, how are those relationships going to translate and create football on the field? I anticipate Aaron Rodgers is very much going to do what he wants to do, and I don't know if he would have signed here if he wasn't given that assurance. The Steelers have been known to have reported lies, you know, when they've promised players certain things reportedly that they didn't give certain players. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be lied to, and maybe they have a different game plan for him whenever he plays the field, or maybe, you know, maybe they signed him thinking, you know what, we're going to give him control.
Do you think that with this signing, there already is a wide receiver two in mind that was part of this plan that we'll find out more of tomorrow?
Maybe we'll start. I'm kind of surprised. So what
he's
we know today,
he's bringing somebody with him. We know this.
Well,
There's a track record of that.
What we know today is that they brought a wide receiver in. And he was ultimately the guy that was in Buffalo, Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis, yeah.
He was in today, came in yesterday, visited the facility today. No news on if he's signing.
And they had their eye on Gabe Davis for a while, supposedly.
Right, so Gabe Davis might ultimately end up being that guy.
Yep.
That they decide, look, you know, it's Metcalf. Gabe Davis, I guess, is your two, even though I think he's kind of a product of what Josh Allen made him to be.
Absolutely.
He went to Jacksonville banged up, but, I mean, that's a throwaway type of year. Plus, Robert Woods, kind of a four at this point. Roman Wilson, I don't know what to make of it. I've heard good things about Roman Wilson. At the same time, I got to see it from Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
So him and Calvin Austin, a lot of questions. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could also hit us up on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Up next, I'm going to ask these two fine gentlemen the interesting factor about Mason Rudolph. I mean, people now are going to make the debate, oh, well, is Mason getting a fair deal again? Are they just not giving Mason his fair shot? Is that a true argument that we should be making right now? Is it a real argument? You can also get your Fan 5-Alarm Marathon t-shirts that we are wearing today at Keystone Custom Apparel. You can also stop down Upper St. Clair, volunteer Fire Department. It is our Fan 5-Alarm Marathon on Sports Radio 93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rose Property, Nova Place, Pittsburgh, bringing you this hour, the 8 p.m. hour. Austin Bechtold alongside with Nicholas Harry Callis, TJ the DJ, here on 93.7 The Fan. And let's check the Guardian Protection Tote Board for our 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The newest number in, $55,000 raised. We're almost at 56, so we still have some work to go. We still have some work to go, everyone, to get to our goal. 100,000 is the goal by tomorrow, 10:30. Still have a lot of time. You can donate online, 937thefan.com. You can also text to donate. Text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456. That's on the Don's Appliance text line to donate on the donation line or at 937thefan.com.
Yeah, no, it's a great cause. I mean, you know, we've been talking about this all day, but just for those of you that may be coming around, I mean, fire departments, like the equipment, like the suits they wear, the helmets they have,
oh my gosh,
the radios, I mean, it's anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000 for what they wear on site. Trucks are insanely expensive. So when we say donate whatever you can, donate
absolutely
whatever you can. I mean, these people are great.
We were hearing a lot of the stories today from Mike and Chief Hale and just everyone that have been telling us just, you know, one, that also numbers are down.
Yes.
Like, there are not nearly as many volunteers as there once used to be.
Yeah.
And I talked about this a little bit earlier, and I know Crowley's mentioned it, but Crowley and I went through the training obstacle upstairs earlier, and I was, one, stunned that I was able to complete it. Like, very surprised that I was, not thinking that I would be able to get myself through it with the pack on the back.
Yeah.
I couldn't see with the helmet basically falling off my head the whole time. I couldn't figure out how to tighten it properly.
The 180-pound dummy that they used to train to pull people out. And then Donnie was on the treadmill.
Yes.
And 50 pounds of gear and the oxygen tank on the back. And he did 3 miles on it.
And Callis went all the way up in the ladder to the very top, rang the bell. Like
80 of 110 feet up in the air on the ladder.
There was not a bell up there. I wish there was.
It sounded like there was a bell. Somebody
rang it down.
Someone rang the bell for you, Harry.
No, I didn't.
But the point of the matter is, these are volunteers giving up their time to do this to protect the very people in our communities. And they deserve all the respect, all the praise, and all the love and support that we could possibly give them.
Absolutely. My brother and my niece live here in Upper St. Clair, so this department means a lot to me, knowing they're keeping my brother and my sister-in-law and my niece safe. So, I mean, my whole family lives in this area, but it's special, especially when you're right here, when you live here in this community and you're here. My son went to preschool right across the street, you know, and so it's an honor to be here and help do this and be part of this incredible event that we're doing.
And again, text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456, as that is the spot, also on 937thefan.com, that you can donate and help us out for our 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Mason Rudolph, boys, He is taking a back seat again. Is this another occurrence of Mason gets a raw deal, Callis? Mason doesn't get a chance. Mason does not get his opportunity because Mike Tomlin is hitching his wagons to Aaron Rodgers. One final year of Aaron before he ultimately rides off into the sunset. Will he be riding off on a stallion as he wins the Super Bowl with a trophy in hand as he goes off to Canton? Or will he be just kind of hobbling off the field at Acrisure final outing?
You had me at stallion.
Do you like the stallion point?
Jeez. Stallion.
On a very stallion. Look, I'm thinking about the old John Facenda days.
What? Give me the question again shortly. Are we expecting Mason Rudolph to flourish or just
should
go
Mason
out
have been the guy?
That's a great question.
Thank you. I'm glad that I asked a good question on Sports Talk Radio.
Should he have been the guy? Very good. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank
very
you,
good.
Thank you, Callis.
Should he have been? No. They could have found a better option somewhere. Justin Fields would have been a better option for sure, just to name one. Should he have been the quarterback based on the options that were left now? Maybe. I think.
Well, think of the other options that are out there, too.
For me, Mason Rudolph would have had his own level of, interesting for me. Just, can he do it? Now, I heard you talking earlier, so perhaps we.
Here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, dropped off for just a second, but Callis, you were in the middle of discussing why you think that Mason Rudolph is somebody who can, you know, still play in the NFL and has a chance to prove something, where I ultimately think that the Steelers know what they have in Mason. I think the sample size of what we've seen, and sure, it isn't a 17-game sample size. He hasn't even played that many in his career, but I don't try to take the 3-game sample at the end of the year in 23. I look at it a little bit as fool's gold. I mean, what, they beat up on a bad Seattle team with the Ravens backups? Sure. I give Mason credit for doing that. He proved some things to me, which gives him a higher opinion in my mind. But that still doesn't make me think that he's a starting-level quarterback.
To follow that, I mean, how do you judge his 2019 season then? Because it was a rather shorter sample size, and
he got benched for Duck Hodges.
Yeah, he had some misfortunes, though. He got
hurt. He tied the Lions.
He didn't tie the Lions.
Yes, he did. He tied the Lions.
It was not. I do not.
Sure, they fumbled, Juju fumbled, and Freiermuth didn't end up making a play.
Yeah, a lot of fumbles.
Not a good game. But you're playing a Lions team who hadn't won a game at that point, and I understand that Ben had COVID the day before.
Now, the Lions team that year got also unlucky, so I don't want to say that they didn't win a game.
That was a horrible team.
And that means they were bad, but
this is not Dan Campbell Lions parading themselves into the NFC Championship.
There were two or three games before that game they played against the Steelers where they could have won. I specifically remember when Justin Tucker made a 62-yard field goal, and he won on a kick of God. You don't lose that game if Justin Tucker's not the Ravens kicker. Anyway.
Or Chris Boswell.
Either way, I think Mason Rudolph.
Brandon McManus.
Didn't have very good.
Look at name kickers.
I don't think that Mason Rudolph had very.
Colquitt.
It was not a good season for Mason Rudolph. He went through several misfortunes in 2019. He got benched for Duck Hodges, whatever. He struggled with injury. He wasn't I would say he wasn't good, but there was also there's some excuses you can make for
but
him.
But what I'm saying is, shouldn't
it's the same sample size in 2019 as it was essentially in 2023. So I'm going to judge him on the 2019 where it was bad,
fair.
The 2023 that was good. So it's a wash. So I'm interested to see how he does.
But that's what I'm saying, and I think that's a fair point. Because I feel like a lot of people have basically forgotten about what happened outside of that 2023 3-4-game run.
Now, if we compare this to Aaron Rodgers,
yes.
Let's just paint on this canvas for a second. Let's say, so Mason Rudolph brings a different level of interesting to me when I think about him on the Steelers. But then I think about, we talk about Aaron Rodgers and what his influence will be, where we're almost certain Aaron Rodgers takes command of the Pittsburgh Steelers and does what he wants to do, and there's not too many people that can stop him from doing what he wants to do. I would have concerns if Mason Rudolph was the quarterback that the Steelers would have him in the mold of, okay, what Arthur Smith says and what Mike Tomlin says, that's what goes. And I would worry that Mason Rudolph would be restricted by the team, whereas I have more confidence that Aaron Rodgers will be a free spirit, so to speak.
Free spirit.
And so you have a different dynamic with each quarterback. Each one adds a level of interesting. So maybe just to rehash and circle back to that point, maybe I'd have more confidence in Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback just because I know he is an independent figure. As compared to Mason Rudolph, who probably wouldn't be given as much freedom based on his reputation versus Rodgers.
A free spirit, TJ. Do you play any, like Mike Studd? Like he's in a Mike Studd concert. Do you ever play any Mike Studd when you're a DJ?
No
Mike Studd?
Not in the past couple of days, that's for sure.
Charlie?
I think there's a different way to look at it if you're Mason. Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old, tore his Achilles 2 years ago. He was terrible last year. What if his body doesn't hold up? You got to be ready. Like, even though the opportunity was taken from him immediately, doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers could fall off the face of the earth in week one, or he could show up to – he should have showed up to OTAs, if you ask me. You don't have a wide receiver, too. Get to know who's there right now and then figure the rest out later. We don't even know if the Steelers are going to bring a number two wide receiver in because we thought they were going to do it last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't. So Mason just has to have that next man up mentality. And, yeah, maybe on paper, on the surface, the opportunity was taken from him immediately. Aaron Rodgers should go like that. So he has to be ready right away no matter what. And we've seen Tomlin pull a good quarterback before. Crazier things have happened. Maybe they bench Aaron Rodgers. Who knows?
Man, I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know, but at 41, 42, and you're not doing what Aaron Rodgers used to be?
They're going
to
bench the guy they sold their soul for in the last 2 months?
I think what Charlie literally just said so eloquently is exactly what Mason Rudolph was thinking in his head when he signed here, is the fact that, there's a 50-50 shot that no matter what happens, I could be QB1 within the first quarter or within the first couple of games. Or
yeah.
We don't know. And if when he scanned around the NFL to see what my next shot could be and circled back to good old 412 Pittsburgh and Steelers, it was like, hey, this is where I probably have my best – not that we want anything to happen to anybody, but
right.
My best opportunity to shine no matter where I begin on that depth chart on week one.
Now, that leads me actually to another question just to think about. Is there a point – where Aaron Rodgers performs poorly enough that Mason Rudolph would then get to start? Like, where is the line? Like, how much leash does Aaron Rodgers get depending on his performance? And I think that's an interesting dynamic, too, talking about what the incentive
we should ask
of Kamali. Mason Rudolph
Kamali,
was
how long of a leash does Aaron Rodgers have this year? Probably infinite, right? Infinite.
So
thumbs up from Kamali.
So you're saying it doesn't matter how poorly Aaron Rodgers performs. Aaron Rodgers is going to start all 17 games, assuming that he's healthy.
Kamali, would you like to grab the mic from TJ the DJ? Mark Kamali joining us with his TJ hat. He's going to wear it every single day until TJ Watt officially signs a contract. And his son Wyatt is also here, has his TJ hat. He also has a nice fire hat as well. Mark?
Yes, he wants to come on and actually talk about his bowel movements.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is a frequent topic on the PM team.
We saved that for the morning show.
The funny thing is everybody in there that recognizes me looks at him and says, oh, you're the toilet kid, aren't you?
Oh.
He goes, I don't want to be known as that.
Does he take it in stride? Does he embrace it?
Oh, you embrace it? You like it? To be the toilet guy. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
There you go.
Mark, why would you do that to your son? Do you think he wants to be known like that? Do kids make fun of him at school? I don't want that to happen.
How's that making fun of? That's talent.
They might be talent.
No,
they
might
be poking fun at him.
No.
It's a talent, man. It's not a talent for me when I have to pull out the old, Flex 2000 plunger, but whatever.
Can I ask him a football question?
All right. Go right ahead, yes.
It's with you two. It tends to get off the rails here.
Oh, okay.
Let me just reiterate. Like, there is no there's Aaron Rodgers couldn't perform poorly enough where the Steelers would eventually decide, all right, we're not going to play him, or we're gonna he's playing so poorly, we're gonna release him and get him off the roster. There's no point.
No. Okay. Only way that they would do something like that if he's injured somehow. And if you look at his history, Aaron Rodgers' history, he hasn't missed many games other than the torn Achilles due to injury. He's been able to fight through that stuff. So this is his job. He's coming in here, and I don't think there's much of anything that can happen for him to lose his job. How poorly he might play if they go 0-6, 0-8, it's just his. And I'm kind of surprised of the negative feedback here. What is the big deal?
I wanted it to happen. I got crushed by Pony today for saying that I wanted Aaron, and then he said, oh, well, you haven't made an opinion in 2 hours.
You know, what's the worst thing can happen here?
They go 9-8 or 10-7 again and don't win in the playoffs, and we keep doing the same thing.
Exactly.
They don't have the worst thing that could happen is that they don't put themselves in a position to get a quarterback they can have confidence in.
I think they're in a position regardless next year to get a quarterback with the draft picks they have. So I don't think that's an issue whatsoever. Aren't you absolutely crazy? I'm crazy to see what he can do here. I know he's 42. I know he's years removed from his MVPs. But what if? What if?
What if he tears his Achilles again in the first quarter of the game?
You lose $10 million and you go to Mace.
Okay, Mark, but like you have been such a huge component or a big supporter, a big backer of Rudolph.
Yes.
Do you think that the what if with Aaron is more significant than with Mason? I do. Have you jumped ship a little bit?
No, because what I want to do is, like I said, I want to see. I'm interested in what Aaron Rodgers can do. It might not work. Then all of a sudden you have nothing lost.
Yeah.
So I want to see. I think Mason might be better for the job long term this year and obviously next year, but I think Aaron Rodgers puts that in the back of your mind of this guy could put it together for a season. We tend to forget that they've really restructured this roster, and I've heard people doing their fan host job in there right now.
Are they talking a lot about it? What are your impressions of the next up on the fan going on right now?
I think you have a good chance to get a job there, Becky, if you want to.
Oh, do you think I should try out? Or do you think this is my tryout right now?
I think you should have probably went and tried out.
Mark, does that mean that I'm not doing a good enough job right now?
I don't know. They're going to give somebody else a shot over you, maybe.
Oh, boy.
You too.
Hey, I host every day.
Harry, Mark's saying to pack your things.
I got a show at 5 in the morning. I'm good.
He's saying to pack your bags. You're done.
I have a show every day at 5 a.m. I'm fine.
Not for a couple months, but you're back
not for a couple
now.
Months, no.
What are the chances, like, if Aaron Rodgers, let's say, he plays well enough and, like, the Steelers do the thing where they're, like, good enough to not be bad? That makes sense right there, 9-8, 10-7. I mean, do they bring him back or are they fully invested? So this is a one-year thing.
I think it's 1 year.
So you're kind of in you're where I'm at, where I'm interested to see what he does.
Yes.
And then it's time to move on.
Yes.
So
I think they got enough draft capital early in the next year that they can be able to make that move to go find their quarterback of the future, use Mason as that bridge guy next year. But if you have a chance, and like I was saying before, is we tend to not put enough stock into how much this team has turned over. And a lot of people were saying in there, well, they're doing the same thing. There's not a lot of turnover. This team is half different than last year.
Wow, but there's been crazy turnover
for
the last 2-3
years.
There's
a lot of turnover, and I think this year's roster is better, significantly better, than last year's roster. So
significantly.
I think it is significant.
DK Metcalf is better than George Pickens?
I think Pickens is better. I think you got more depth at the defensive line. I think you got the offensive line who are highly talented. You got Fatanu coming back. You have those guys that have that one more year. So it's going to have to take more than Aaron Rodgers. But I like to see what he can do.
So
I really want to see what he can do. Maybe we'll see the first week of training camp, this guy don't have it. You know, this is just a waste. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to notice that. But I want to see that with all my own two eyes before I make that decision.
The Honorable Kabali, I have a question for you. So you're saying that this year is just a one-year Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to say experiment, and then next year is the Mason Rudolph bridge year until they can get the next quarterback. Why wouldn't you use that year as the bridge year for Mason Rudolph now with the quarterback class supposedly being one of the better ones in recent memory coming out of college with Archie Manning, Lenore Sellers, guys like that?
Drew Aller.
Why, Drew Aller, sure. Why Why wouldn't you use this
year as the
gap
year? I'm going to die on that hill, Mark. I'm going to die on the Drew Aller hill, and I'll probably, like, legitimately fall on my face when he gets drafted by somebody and isn't good.
You know what you should do? You should, what number is Drew Aller?
15.
You should get a number 15 Steelers jersey.
I have a Drew Aller Penn State jersey.
No, get a Steeler one. That would really...
Oh, shocking.
I actually have two Drew Aller jerseys. They sent me a jersey in the mail, and the quality of it was really bad, so I requested a new one.
That's what happens when you go overseas.
I've never heard that before.
It actually wasn't.
Hold on.
They spelled it A-L-E-A-R.
No.
What is not good enough quality of a jersey?
The numbers, when they sent it in the mail, however they printed the numbers... The numbers were all wrinkled, and it was creased, and you can't iron those numbers.
That's what happens when you pay
$99 for it. It was $100, Mark. I paid $100 for this thing.
You went to the wrong store.
You bought a jersey for – oh, my God.
It was like a real jersey. Like, you know, you go on those, like, sites where this is the authentic. This is my, no, I don't want to out the company.
You paid $100
for a college – people have had complaints about them before.
You paid $100 for a college football player's jersey.
Yes.
And you complained about the wrinkled – I've never heard – the wrinkled numbers.
Callus, the numbers look awful. And I was like, you have to send me a new one. This looks terrible.
When I woke up this morning.
I paid $100 for this. I'd expect bang for my buck, Harry.
Shipping and handling.
I'll reiterate my question for the Honorable Cabali.
To shorten it.
And then we have to why not suck this year for a better quarterback class instead of having Aaron Rodgers where you don't know what you're going to get?
Good point.
It's an organization that does not want to suck.
Yeah, they just – that's not
– it's okay to suck 1 year out of 75.
That's not in the Steeler DNA, Charlie.
But
Steeler
that's fine.
DNA.
Sure. I mean, if you put together a team that you think you can win.
Look at Harry.
We've seen teams before that just sneak into the playoffs. I think the Packers team in 2010, a six seed, end up winning it all. Just get in. I agree with that. I always want to be in the playoffs and have that chalk. I'm not playing for next year because you have no idea what Drew Aller might look like next year in the draft class.
Yeah, I know that. He needs to take a big step up. Like
maybe he could send you a jersey that actually is not messed
Drew
up.
Is a very nice man. I've interviewed him before.
Sorry.
He's a very good guy. I've had a chance to interview him.
He speaks highly of you, too.
He now? Yeah. He probably has no idea who I am. Harry is just absolutely reeling.
Look at me. It's been a long day, and I'm trying to stay awake. And just the numbers are
you
too
still cramping?
Wrinkled. I can't.
Van Hotline is presented by Selvin Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Thank you, Mark.
All right, fellas.
We'll be back outside tomorrow morning at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, so stop by and see us tomorrow morning. You will get 3 raffle tickets, good for gift cards to Lamont, Monticello's. Those are great date ideas for you, Harry, and your girlfriend. Hey. The Mount Lebanon Saloon, Globe Airport Parking, or a signed Donnie Kelly baseball. There we go. Austin Bechtold, Coach Eric Gallus. If you haven't had enough of us tonight, and maybe you already have, we will be on from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Yep. Wow, that's the old Malzy graveyard shift.
Where else would you want to be to start your Friday?
Asleep. And you could probably tune us on and have us listen. You can listen to us at 2 a.m., and we might be able to put you to sleep. So that might be what you want. Keep your radio on.
Oh, I'm starting to cramp again.
That would be great for everyone, huh? Jesus. All right, we will be back to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It's the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union on 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, if you thought this was fun, just wait for what's upcoming. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon Gone Wild, the midnight to 5 a.m. hours, is sponsored by Living Treasures Animal Park in the Laurel Highlands. We saw our buddy Matt earlier. He had a snake that he tried to put around my neck, and he approached me, and I was like, nah. I petted the snake.
Yeah, he said he did that on purpose because Pony did it, and you're afraid of snakes.
So keep listening.
Wait, did you see the wallaby?
I did see the wallaby, yes.
Very cute wallaby.
We were not in the wallaby's presence. The wallaby was in our presence.
The wallaby watched part of 13-9 with us.
Yes.
In that lounge.
Yes, yeah. The wallaby did, in fact, do that.
Did you hear what Caboli said?
Well, Caboli said a lot of things.
Caboli said that you and I we should have our own show. I want you to put that in a tweet.
Caboli said that we should have a weekend show together.
Bam. Absolutely.
What would you think of that, Harry? I think that'd be fun.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be a good time.
I think you're very energetic, and I'm very mellow, and I think they mesh very well.
We would balance each other out?
Yeah.
He brings the sports, you bring the humor.
Mark says that I bring the sports, and Callis brings the humor. So that means that – so Mark is saying that Callis brings no sports. He just brings the humor.
All right.
Oh, the cute minutia. He has that that machismo, Mark, right? The McKees,
my man, brings out the stats. Austin brings out the stats, and I bring out the here's what I think.
And now I'll bring you the weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy with temperatures in the 60s overnight. Chances of storms Friday afternoon with temperatures in the upper 70s. Before we go, Harry, I want to ask you about the – I don't know why Charlie Borges is giving me a countdown. But I want to ask you about the baseball game that you are taking part in.
Yeah, sure.
In partnership with the Washington Wild Things, and he was counting down to intern Dom being in the building.
Oh,
intern Dom, quickly get on the mic. But first, Callis, thoughts on the baseball game that you will be participating in. This is at EQT Park, the home of the Wild Things.
Well, the thing I'm most sad about is that Dom is not coming. So that's first and foremost.
What a bummer.
Second of all, no, it's actually awesome. And, I mean, we're talking about good causes. I mean, Riley's Poorhouse burned down in Carnegie. That's no secret to anybody that's been in the area anymore. But, I mean, we're raising money.
That's really what it's all about is
raising money for, the good cause. It's a ticket. Tickets are $5. So, I mean, if you want to go and watch me and see if I truly have what I had in my glory days, come out. But really, it's for the cause. And I'm honored to be a part of bringing attention and publicity to this cause. Bubba from 100.7 Star also brought a lot of publicity because he batted me eighth in the lineup and made me designated hitter, which I'm fine with because he's my coach.
No, you were upset about that, Harry.
No, Crowley and Doran were upset about it.
So were they projecting that upset attitude on you?
Yes, I just want to make this clear. I never said publicly in any on the radio or on social media, I never said.
What about privately to
Bubba
Doran and
made
Crowley?
A bad decision. Now, is there a burner account out there?
Callis burner
called Chuck Funkins that may be defending people on my behalf. Do I know about the burner account? Yes.
Is this you, Harry?
Is somebody? Do I know who's orchestrating the tweets from that account? Maybe
Michael Callisley.
No, is it Doran in disguise? Is it Crowley? Is it
so?
Is
now
it
that's
your,
happening. But I, as
your mom?
As Nicholas Harry Callis on this radio station or on my personal social media, have never said anything poorly about Bubba, and I support the decision. I'm also playing with former major leaguers. I get that, and I need to do my part in this game to make sure that we can present ourselves the best way. And if that means I'm batting eighth in designated hitting, then I need to be a team player.
Are there any other people that we're aware of that are supposed to play in this event?
Is that a leading question to Jason Mackey?
it's wherever you want to take it, Harry. I don't know if who all's playing
Jason,
in this.
Jason was supposed to play, and then he didn't, and that's very sad, but he doesn't think he can do it anymore, and that's fine. That's his decision. Everything's fine. Nobody from the station, I think, is playing. Melanie Taylor
Jeff
from
Hathorn should play.
Melanie Taylor's husband, she's from 100.7 Star. Her husband, Jason, is playing in the game, which is cool, so that's the only other radio connection.
Okay.
My favorite person I want to meet is Josh Wilson, who used to play Major League Baseball, and he's a local guy, so he's playing for that. But other than that, I don't really know anybody personally that's going to play in this game. So, I mean, it's going to be cool to meet everybody and see how we gel as a team against an actual professional team that plays in Ireland.
Intern Dom is here. Dom Di Tommaso. I think I pronounced that right.
That was very good.
publicly known for going back and forth with the Shaler volleyball coach, Paul Stadelman. For Stadelman, who's a great coach, they won another Whitfield championship, hoping that Dom could tweet out something nice about the Shaler volleyball team, but yet Dom keeps tweeting about the Pirates and shot down poor Mr. Stadelman. Was he one of your teachers?
He taught me for 3 years in high
3 years?
3 years.
Oh, my
calculus.
Gosh.
And as I told him, I said, you should be focused on celebrating a championship as opposed to looking at my Twitter.
What did the poor guy have to do to have you for 3 years?
Something horrible to have me for 3 years. Austin, it is funny. You guys were talking about baseball. I almost didn't make it today because I'm sporting an injury.
An injury?
I'm sporting an injury because yesterday Harry asked if I could go to the batting cages with him, and I'm a good sport, and I said, of course I will. So me, him, and Joel Nelson go to the batting cages.
What a trio.
Joel, any comment about this after Dom's done? I'm curious.
Joel knows what happens because Callis says, hey, do you guys mind if I pitch to you and you guys stand in and, you know, swing at my pitches?
Yeah. Did he bean you?
And I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm pretty
Harry
sure.
Harry again is beet red like a tomato right now.
I'm pretty sure. First pitch, I take it right off the calf.
I thought you were going to say you took it like 450.
It was not the first pitch.
I think it was the first pitch.
You were sending a message, Dom.
You had a hole at bat before that happened.
I don't think so. And I'm telling you, it still stinks. I was limping walking in here. It hurts.
Limping. Oh, my gosh.
What pitch did I throw? Let's just start. What pitch did I throw? What was it?
I don't know.
It was a knuckleball. It was 55 miles per hour. Get out of the way, Dom.
I was too busy seeing stars in paint.
I was seeing stars.
I threw nothing but knuckleballs and knuckle curveballs. If you couldn't get out of the way.
Well, Dom's frame, 55, is like, it might as well be 98. It might as well be the 98 mile an hour splinker from Paul's game.
I need
like
to go. Thank you, everybody. Right, Austin's going to.
All right. Well, how about Callis just prematurely end the segment, which, I mean, we do have to go. Thank you to TJ the DJ. Thanks to Dom. Thanks to Kabali for stopping by. That was unexpected. TJ the DJ walked out. Thanks to Charlie Borges for producing here. Joel Nelson back in our studios. All right, Doran and Jeff Hathorn are coming up next. That should be an hour of really good radio. I'm curious to hear what both of those guys have to talk about. Like, Doran, obviously, the great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.